My name is Eilish Kavanagh. I live in Northampton, Kinvara, and ironically, one of the first shots of Galway in 1916 happened in Kinvara, and that was outside Father Meehan's house. After the countermand of O'Neill, eventually at early morning, I think it was 4 a.m. in the morning, Liam Mellows asked Pádraig Fahy to go to Kinvara to pick up Father Meehan and mobilise the Kinvara company, which by indications from the police records was a very strong company. He was there with two other men, and when he arrived, the RSE was waiting for him. At the time, Father Meehan was aware that he was being watched, and he had gone off somewhere. They knocked at the door and the housekeeper said he wasn't here, but out from a small tiny bit of wood to the side of the house stepped the RSE men. So the RSE grabbed two of the other men and Pádraig Fahy. Then a struggle ensued and shots were fired and two of the other men got away before Pádraig Fahy was captured. And he was taken to first to Kinvara, then to Gort and then on to Limerick. Father Meehan never came back, but by 4 o'clock the next day the Kinvara company was mobilised. Lee Mellows himself at the time, I think once he heard about Pádraig Fahy, tried to go rescue him, but it didn't work. The roads were blocked. So then they began to gather arms in the area because unfortunately there was very few arms that they had. So Tuesday was a fair day, so there was lots of farmers in town, conveniently, with shotguns. Now, the quality of the guns and the quality of the shotguns, I'm not sure how good they were, because a lot of the statements say, oh, mine was broken or mine was this. But they had got a lot of arms. So they decided that they would go up to a local ex-British Army officer's house, Brady Murray, in Northampton. And this is where they had their first real scuffle, because they came over the brow of the hill and they're coming towards them on their bicycles with four RSE guys. I think both got a fright, if the truth be known, and they all jumped into the ditch and shots were fired back and forward. Some of them were obviously closer and some of them were further away. But the RSE guys got back on their bicycles and cycled as quick as they could back in the direction of Gort. Now, this is quite significant because this is one of the things that kept coming up in the statements and indeed the pension applications. You know, what was the distance? Who shot and all this sort of stuff. But it appears that all 30 or 40 of them who had guns at the time shot. And I think this was being classed as their act of service. They were not being believed. Nobody believed them. So Florence McCarthy from the RSE actually wrote a letter to the pensions board to say, yes, he was. And he remembers how many of them did shoot. So he corroborated their story, which is quite ironic, really. But So after that, then, they came back and they stayed in a place called Foy's House, which was an old fever hospital in ruins. They cooked up some meals and they started to march towards Myode. And Father Meehan had gathered them all, told them that some of them may not return, that he wouldn't think any less of them if anybody wanted to stand out. None of them did, and they were all prepared to fight. So away they marched, and unfortunately they got to Ballindarian. And I say unfortunately because it was a contentious issue in their pension applications that they only reached as far as Ballindarian. But another Kinvara man from a different company, Thomas McInerney, who was a scout for Liam Mellows, stopped them, told them that the barracks along the way was actually full of other RSE people from Clarenbridge and had been reinforced, and they probably wouldn't make it through that. And even if they did make it through that to Myode, that his scouts had told him that Myode, that they would probably be moving. Ironically, by Thomas McInerney turning them around and sending them back to Kinvara, he in effect denied them their pension. Whereas if they had have moved on and they had have engaged or been engaged in active service, there probably would have been no issue.